There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Oh.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to kick things off by visiting with some racing folks. That's right, one of our regular contributors on the racing scene, Greg Hogue, is going to be joining us, and he's brought along a very special guest and one of his newest drivers to his team. She's only 18 years old. Can you believe it? Coming up a little later on in this hour, we're going to be joined by a representative of the Lincoln Motor Company. Lincoln just dazzled the New York Auto Show with a new Lincoln Continental concept. You can see it on the cover of my alma mater, Motor Trend Magazine, for this month. But more importantly, getting more and more into technology, and they've got some new gizmo which is supposedly going to prevent pothole damage. So if you live in a state like I used to, Massachusetts, which had a ton of potholes, or if you live in Michigan or other places with a lot of potholes, this is going to be music to your ears. Telephone-wise, 855-660-4261. That's our toll-free line from around North America. Patrick, my new producer, filling in for, taking over for Matt, who is with me for many, many years. Patrick's doing a fine job, and you can say hello to him if you call in at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or you can email me throughout the broadcast or throughout the week, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because I am a working machine 24-7, always working, always getting you the latest automotive information. And also, check out my reviews. They're up at epictimes.com, and I've got some cool ones. Got two press cars this week to check out. Very impressed with the Kia Sedona minivan. I think it's probably the best minivan out there in the market. And also, had an Infiniti Q60. I haven't got those up yet. I'm working on a Land Rover one that I had last week. And also just recently put up a Mazda 3 that I drove. But you can also read about some of my more high-performance vehicles. Had a BMW M4 recently, and that was quite a thrill ride. And probably one of my favorite test cars that I've had in a long, long time, the new Jag F-Type R. This car is absolutely spectacular. And for 2016, it gets all-wheel drive, so it can put all of its 550 horsepower to all four wheels instead of just the two right now. But if you're a fan of the smoky burnout, as I told my radio friend Jerry Doyle out in Las Vegas, Jerry's a very famous political talk show host, and he decided to turn in his Aston Martin for one of these vehicles because he likes the smoky burnout. So, and in Las Vegas, he doesn't have to worry about bad weather. Right now, let's go to the talk lines and bring forth not one, but two guests. Number one, let's bring forth diesel racing pioneer, race car driver, and team owner, the man himself, Greg Ho. Greg, welcome back to the show. How you doing?
Good morning, Bob. Having a great time. We've had a lot going on recently. We're getting our team up and going. Having a great time working on our driver development program. When you will have Jackie on here in a little while, she's our first driver development student. Valerie and I will be coaching her and taking her from a junior dragster that has a 5-horsepower Briggs & Stratton-based engine to a 1,500 horsepower top dragster advanced DT license. She did very good this weekend at the PDRA Cajun Nationals in Louisiana. She qualified number 3. Her brother qualified number 2. These cars run 790 in the 8th mile, and they have to put weight on them to slow them down. That's faster than most new street cars will ever get. It's just pretty incredible to watch them, and she's pretty ruthless on the tree. She made it to the semifinals of this race, and pretty proud of her. We can't wait to get her in the car and get her license up and going, and send her down the track and see how she does with a little more horsepower.
That sounds great. Before we get Jackie on the air, you mentioned that you're working with a very famous partner on this project of introducing new drivers, young drivers, and that's Valerie, who's been on the air with us. And Valerie is just an amazing racer of BMW motorcycles, surpassing 200 miles an hour. Tell our folks around North America and around the world about Valerie.
Valerie Thompson is just incredible. She encompasses all the aspects of a good driver. The first time she ran pro stock motorcycle in NHRA, she drives the BMW 1000RR to 217 miles an hour. She's seven-time world record holder. And the first time we ever put her in a four-wheel drag car was my dragster, and she was 0.30-02 on the tree. It was just incredible. I couldn't believe that she just adapted to the car immediately. And she's very experienced, and what we've decided to do with the GM Racing Clean Diesel Dragster this year is do driver development when Valerie or I are not driving it. And Jackie is one of the first of our students. I met her at a Dallas PDRA race. Her father is a firefighter up in the Chicago area, and being a fellow firefighter, we got to talking, and looked at the car and said, like, why don't we just throw in it and license it? She can work on this, but she's earned her right to be in the car. She's a very accomplished driver in these small cars, and at 18, they get their last year of high school. They have to step out of them, and they're done with the junior cars. It's pretty incredible, the junior program. They make them keep their grades up. They it's pretty strict the way the NHRA and IHRA and PDRA junior dragster program goes. They start these kids out at 8 years old in a whole lot slower car, and then when they get to be 17, 18, they're allowed to go a whole lot faster, and that's what the pro junior dragster class is that Jackie drives in. It's pretty much up to a 790 heads-up class.
That's very quick, to say the least. Before we get Jackie on board, I know she's listening right now. Tell us a little bit more about this driver development group that you put together. What are some of your goals for the group? And tell us a little bit about some of the training that Jackie's going to be going through.
What we've decided to do is, with any racing program, there's different ways of achieving publicity and achieving market penetration, is to take young drivers that are deserving, that are good drivers, that are good citizens in the community, and that look like they have a chance to move up, and giving them a chance to sit in a car where we can take them to the next level. And of course, with the turbo diesel motor, we can vary the tune from 600-700 horsepower, which is where we'll start with her, and progress all the way to 1500 horsepower in without having to change motors or anything. And that way it's easier to do than we do with a gasoline motor. A gasoline motor, you pretty much got what you got. You can vary it 40 or 50, 60 horsepower based on your tune-up. But with a diesel motor, we can vary this motor between 6 and 14, 1500 horsepower with just a computer flick. And so what we want to do is take these deserving young people and give them a shot at moving to the next level. And ultimately, that makes them marketable so that these people that could move to the next level get a chance to market themselves and go out and achieve a ride or get sponsorship so they can purchase their own ride.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. And as I mentioned off the top, Greg, you're a diesel racing pioneer. You've been a proponent of diesel racing for many, many years. You've worked with Gale Banks. You worked on Project X. And certainly these clean diesels, these diesels today that produce just gobs and gobs of torque and have great reliability are certainly a country mile from diesel power plants of not that long ago.
Absolutely they are. We're working with a lot of technology. We now have a new partner in our clean diesel program, which is Exergy Engineering, a bunch of Bosch engineers that retired from Bosch and opened up their own company, and they build really high-end, efficient, power-making fuel injection components.
Very cool. When we come back on the other side, we'll hear more about that, and we'll get introduced to Jackie Cannon. 18 years of age, one of Greg's drivers in the first driver development group. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
That little old band from Texas, ZZ Top, they're on tour this summer, and my good friend Billy F. Gibbons, along with Dusty Hill and Frank Beard, should be coming to a venue near you. Check it out. And speaking of Texas, we have not one, but two folks from Texas joining us on the line right now. Greg Hogue, diesel racing pioneer, race car driver, racing team owner, and now developing young drivers with a development program. And we have the first of that group joining us here to introduce herself and to tell us a little bit about her experiences with Greg. It's my pleasure to welcome 18-year-old Jackie Cannon to Auto World. Jackie, thank you very much for your time. How you doing?
Good. Thank you. Thank you for having me on your show.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your background. First of all, Greg mentioned your is it your dad that's a firefighter? So you share that with Greg?
Yeah, my dad is a firefighter currently in Broadview, which is a town a couple towns over from Chicago. And my mom actually was a firefighter, too. So we had a lot in common and kind of hit it off right from the beginning.
Excellent. And have you always had an interest in motorsports? Have you always wanted to be a race driver? When did this begin?
Well, my dad's a mechanic as well, and we always went to the races. Even from when I was little, I'd crawl around the garage with him working on cars. And it didn't really occur to me that I could drive cars until I got introduced into the ADRL, which now is transformed into the PDRA. And it's really a fantastic program. I met wonderful, wonderful people through it, and they really showed me that I can. And it was kind of unusual being a girl and wanting to drive a race car because there was only a couple. But I absolutely love it.
That's great. Well, as you know, there have been many, many famous women racers over the years, and I've had the pleasure of interviewing some of the greats. Lynn St. James, who ran Indy, and Janet Guthrie, who ran Indy, and countless other folks. And, of course, you're working with one of the greats, Valerie Thompson, there, who just blows me away when you stop and think about how fast she goes on a motorcycle. To me, that's mighty scary. Do you ever get scared when you're driving these machines?
I don't get scared easily. There have been a couple, like my clutch won't engage right, and it just does not sound right, or when your throttle hangs open, it's a little bit scary, but I know that the systems around me and the people that are there that deal with this kind of thing on a daily basis, they're there to protect me, and I won't get hurt during it.
Greg, tell us a little bit more about your experiences with Jackie. She sounds like a wonderful young woman, and you know, what a great career potentially she's got in front of her, but she certainly's got a great attitude.
She surely does, and that's what we look for in our driver development program is people that are good drivers, girls or boys, people that are good citizens. As you can tell from her family, they're just a solid group of people, come from a firefighter background. Her brother and her both race, and it's kind of a family business. I watched her drive. She's incredible at the tree. And she's really good at judging the finish line. She went to the semifinals at this last race, and this is the best of the best. The PDRA brings the best of the groups together, and it's just incredible to watch the top cars there. You can go to PDRA at PDRA660.com, and you can see all about it. In fact, they've got an article on the Junior Dragsters. Is the heads up on this week's edition. It's great to see these young drivers. They really have the burn to want to drive and want to race. And I remember when I first started, it was like that. We'd drive all day, drive all night, and make it happen. And now, you know, as you get older, you rely on this energy of the youth to get it done. And I see this in Jackie, and I see that she's going to go far in the racing industry if that's what she wants.
That's great. Your brother is also a driver. Jackie, is he younger than you or older than you? And in your unbiased opinion, who's the better driver?
Yes, he is 2 years younger than me. He did get a later start. I started around 13, and he started when he was 15. So he's definitely learned a lot from me. This weekend, he did qualify by 1/1000th of a second faster than I did, which was exciting. I mean, being 1 and 2 for the first 3 qualifying rounds was absolutely awesome. It was great to be in that position with my brother. He does have a little bit more to learn, so we've raced a couple times. I think three out of four times I beat him, but he's gone a long way from when he started, and I love being able to teach it and pass it on to him. Because I do love him. He's my brother.
That's great. And certainly the racing runs in families. As you know, Greg, there have been so many great racing families over the years. So who knows, maybe the Cannon family here with Jackie and her young brother, maybe we're seeing the dawn of a new racing dynasty. You never can tell. I mean, the sky's the limit, especially when you're at the age of 18 and you've got great mentors like yourself, Greg, and as well as all of the other folks that you're working with, Valerie. Greg mentioned that you're really quick off the tree. That's a real that's not an easy thing to do. Is there any secret that you can share with us without giving away too much? I mean, how do you to get that really quick reaction time at the tree?
Well, first and foremost, it is absolutely my dad. He takes us and we'll go testing on Wednesday nights. We'll leave straight from school. We'll drop everything. We'll leave. We'll test till 11 o'clock at night if we can. Then he drives all the way back all day, and he'll go to work the next day. But it differs for each person. You kind of have to find your niche. And going from running PDRA, and that's a pro tree, so it's all three bulb flash at one time, to bracket racing, which we do when there isn't a PDRA event, and that's a full tree. You kind of just have to get in the zone, and you have to know when, like, you have to feel the car. You and your car have to be one, and if something's not working, then you got to go back to the drawing board and fix it.
Absolutely. Do you have any racing heroes or any folks or any particular type of racing that you really enjoy or look up to?
Drag racing is definitely, to me, the most exciting racing there is. I grew up around it. I grew up going to the races with my dad. It's just absolutely incredible to be standing next to a car with 10,000 horsepower going down the line. It just shakes everything in your body. And I think as far as mentors, I've had a lot of great mentors going up through the ranks. We've got some great friends that we've worked closely with. And someone I look up to is definitely, I loved watching Ashley Force as a little girl. She was a fantastic racer. And watching videos of Shirley Muldowney, definitely she was the queen of drag racing. So it's hard not to love her.
Absolutely, and what a great interview she is. Well, Greg and Jackie, thank you for your short visit today. We'll do a full hour-long visit in the weeks to come, but congratulations, Jackie, and keep up the good work, and Greg will be talking with you soon.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. We'll take a pit stop, and then we're going to be talking about potholes.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes, with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
Wash Drops is the unique wash and shine solution. Our scientific wash and shine formula produces amazing results using only one bucket of water and 1 ounce of Wash Drops. No hose, no rinse. It really works. You don't need those full service or drive-through car washes. Use Wash Drops anywhere. Wash Drops, an evolution in car wash solutions. Keep it clean and stay in the green. Buy now at washdrops.com.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Guess what? Auto World has been on the air since 1992. It's been in this particular time slot since 1995. So that's a long time. Along the way, of course, I've hosted many other automotive radio shows for more than close to 10 years. I was also for Motor Trend Radio. Always continue to do this show. We also did a show called Motor News Weekly. I've done a show called Inside Classic Cars. I've done a show called Deals on Wheels. But this is my baby. This is a show that I own. This is the one that's closest to my heart, Auto World. And we invite your calls and participation at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email, bob@boblongradio.com. And don't be a stranger. Shoot me an email throughout the broadcast, throughout the week, 24-7, bob@boblongradio.com. And my reviews, freelance automotive journalist and do reviews for a slew of people, but automotive editor for EpicTimes.com. So check out some of the recent vehicles that I've had the pleasure of test driving for a week, and hopefully soon I'll be checking out a new Lincoln, because Lincoln was one of the big stars of the New York International Auto Show. I was there doing my radio thing. The Lincoln Continental was one of the standouts at the show. It was a concept vehicle. Car and Driver's reporting that there are actual maybe production vehicles running around the greater Detroit area. My alma mater, Motor Trend, has it on its cover for this month. And joining us right now to tell us about some new cool technology from the Lincoln Motor Company is a very special guest. He's a Lincoln spokesperson, and it's my pleasure to welcome Sam LaCrico back to Auto World. Sam, how are you doing?
Sir, how are you? Good to talk to you, Mr. Long.
Oh, great to talk with you. I, of course, have spent 99.9% of my life in Boston. I'm presently residing down here in Florida for a couple of reasons, including working on a TV show. But my heart will always be in Boston, and Boston is known for potholes, and you guys have come up with just some really cool technology. I can't wait for you to tell us about this latest technology from Lincoln to combat potholes. It's called CCD. What does that mean, Sam? CCD.
Continuously controlled damping, and quite frankly, Boston and Detroit have more in common than I care to note as it relates to road surfaces. It's very much the lunar landscape here as well.
That's true.
And I tell you, it's it's one of those things where when you're reinventing a brand, as we have been probably for the last 4 years, we're a long way to go, but things like this are very encouraging to us, not only from a sales standpoint, what happened in New York for the auto show there in Continental, but this is also a signature, and it's signature technology for the Lincoln brand. It's called Lincoln Drive Control, and that houses three optional modes of a suspension that can be tuned for your Lincoln vehicle. It was started for us on the MKS, went into the MKZ as in Z, and as soon as we got the MKC out there, we made that an available option. It's on the new Navigator. If and when we do come to production on that Continental, it certainly will be on there. And what it basically does is you have the three modes of normal, sport, and comfort.
Mm-hmm.
Each one has a different tuning of that suspension to, much like the titles will suggest, if you want a little bit more of a performance-oriented ride or a sport-oriented ride, certainly that mode is going to be good for you. Normal just keeps you, at the same kind of setting that you would right out of the factory. And comfort's a little bit more of a cushy ride for those who, are more kind of into that for a longer drive. And a byproduct of all that is the continuous control damping, which, in the case of reading road surfaces to adjust those suspensions for each of those modes, it has the ability to read 50 inputs from road conditions every 2 milliseconds. So faster than you're blinking an eye, your Lincoln is reading a road surface. Now, where that comes in handy with the infamous potholes, right, is it is also sensing that you're going into an abnormal dip in the road, some being bigger than others. And what it does is it makes sure that wheel and tire is elevated in the suspension so that when you hit that front end of the pothole, you're not hitting it as low to create damage to your tire and or wheel. And it brings that setting up, so it helps to mitigate any of that damage that you may get to your vehicle because of hitting that pothole unexpectedly.
That is fantastic. I know that I had the opportunity, thanks to Ford press fleet guru Matt Lever, to check out an MKC when I was at the Detroit Auto Show, and really enjoyed that vehicle. And this CCD system is available on that vehicle. And I noticed when I was driving it, I mean, it provided an excellent blend of ride and handling. And years ago, it used to be one or the other, Sam. I mean, you and I have been around for a while. It used to be if you wanted a good handling car, it was going to ride hard, and you're going to like it, and that's the way it is. Or if you wanted a really plush riding vehicle, it wasn't going to handle that well. But nowadays, thanks to computer technology and systems like CCD, we can have the best of both worlds.
You're exactly right. I think, there's certain brands that have made a name on the idea of a rougher ride. And, everything from a Jeep to, trucks that ride like trucks, and people like it that way. Well, in a luxury space where we are with the Ford Motor Company, to have Lincoln as our sole luxury brand, there's a very specific customer there. they may not be as oriented into performance in the way that we would typically term performance, but they want the best of both worlds. And let's be honest, if you're a luxury customer and you're paying that price for a vehicle, you deserve both of those.
Oh, yeah.
And what we found, you know, you raised the example of FC. Well, we've got about 60% of our customers right now that are opting for the continuously controlled damping. It's standard on Z, but with MKC, it's an option. With Navigator, it's an option as part of a tech package. And, you know, if you've got more than 60% of your customers who are getting it because they like the idea of being able to have the choice and the ride control, and then getting the added benefit and finding out, somewhat to what we did in engineering, we almost found it out by accident, no pun intended. It was just an added benefit to, hey, if we're able to read these road surfaces so quickly via technology, and you encounter a road surface that's rougher or, you know, in the case of a pothole, dramatic, why not have that technology at your, you know, fingertips to be able to avoid that? I mean, you know, the annual cost for pothole damage in the United States is about $6.5 billion with a B dollars. That all translates to damage you get, wheel, tire, suspension, alignment, and, you know, a lot of that stuff isn't necessarily covered by warranty by a lot of luxury manufacturers.
That's
and
a really good
anything
point.
Anything you can do to mitigate that and make it a little bit easier, and I know here in Michigan, we're paying anywhere from $400 to $600 annually as part of our taxes, our state taxes, is to road repair. So we feel the pain both sides. We got a vote coming next week here for additional road funding. Whether or not that passes or not, I'm sure it's no different in Boston. I'm sure it's no different in New York. Whether or not that happens, it's just nice to have the best of both worlds as you framed it.
Oh, so true. And as you say, this is going to save people lots of money today. More than ever, folks love cool wheels, and wheels are wonderful, but they can get really severely damaged with even a minor pothole. And you and I, being very familiar with Detroit and Boston, sometimes you get major potholes. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk a little bit more about this technology, how the pothole is detected, and that less harsh reaction. I'm fascinated by how that works. More with our very special guest, Sam from the Lincoln Motor Car Company. Straight ahead, right here as Auto World continues on great radio stations around North America. Don't go away.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You you get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac down.
Yes, so we've got a very special guest from the Lincoln Motor Car Company. It's Sam Locrico, and he's telling us all about some wonderful new technology that the folks at Lincoln have got for you that's going to cost you... It's not going to cost you damage with potholes anymore. It's going to get rid of that awful pothole damage situation, which is so common in many areas of the country, like Detroit and Boston, areas of the Northeast. I was talking to my producer in Minnesota whether they have pothole problems there, and no question they do as well. But potholes can cause damage to tires. The low-profile tires in particular, they can cause damage to wheels, which today can be quite expensive, and everybody loves them. So more and more vehicles have them, and it can cause damage to actual suspension componentry. Sam, tell us a little bit more about how the CCD suspension, the continuously controlled dampening suspension, detects that pothole, and then what happens when the wheel drops into the pothole and... the reaction of the vehicle and the less harsh reaction that you would get with a CCD-equipped Lincoln?
Sure. You know, at the heart of the whole thing is what we call Lincoln Drive Control. And it basically allows for different kinds of driving and different kind of modes that you're able to preset on the vehicle, be it whatever Lincoln vehicle that is equipped with Lincoln Drive Control. You can put it into normal comfort and sport. Now, CCD then, continuously controlled damping, the crux of what it has for us is we've developed a proprietary pothole defense system that reads the algorithms of the road, allowing for us then to pick up at least 50 inputs from the road every 2 milliseconds. So it's this real-time data being filtered through a software system tuned to these algorithms that give us the opportunity to pick up on all these different readings coming off the road surface. So let's say, for example, we're cruising along. Doesn't matter the mode. I'm in comfort mode. And I suddenly am in between in my lane, and up comes a pothole. Now, I haven't had a chance to turn out of it. It just kind of happened. So now my wheel is going to start to drop rapidly. Because the system reads through these algorithms, is able to read that road condition so quickly, it starts to pull that suspension up, starts to pull that wheel up, and applies additional damping then to the shocks. So it keeps the tire and the wheel from dropping so deeply into the pothole that it's smacking into the front side of that hole. So what you're getting is a less harsh reaction because the tire and wheel don't drop as deeply as it may without the technology, and you're not striking that embankment within the hole there, if you will. So that's where you're really mitigating the damage by keeping that tire almost gliding above to the best of its ability to get over the top of the hole, thus bringing the rest of the car over the top of it and not allowing it to dip that far in to really get the full impact damage. No pun intended on the impact of the two.
Sometimes it just
happens like that, Bob. I couldn't help that. Sorry.
I can understand completely. My buddy up in Boston, John Paul, better known as the Car Doctor, also works for AAA, tells me that you do a wonderful Matthew McConaughey impression. Is that rumor true?
My goodness, you guys do talk. I was questioned by his producer whether or not Matthew, in fact, liked CCD, and I said, I put him on the line, and he basically said to me, "You know what, man? I'll tell you what, that is so smooth, man. Even before I was paid to drive a Lincoln, I would have gotten CCD or some, because it is just all right, all right, all right." You know what I'm saying? Now, many people have told me that's my Bill Clinton too. So, you know,
I like it. You get an A+ for me. That's right.
Tough crowd over in Boston, right?
You are a multi-talented individual, and I'm so excited about the renaissance of the Lincoln brand. The Continental was really one of the stars of the New York show. Many people would argue it being the star of the show, and it was great to see the new Lincoln president, who I had an opportunity to interview, as well as my good buddy Mark Fields. I remember Mark when he was just a regular big shot. Now he's the big shot, you know?
I just call him Mr. Big Shot. I'm good with that.
That's right. But for those of our listeners who may not be familiar with all the cool things that you've got in the pipeline, I know you can't tell us a whole lot, but you can kind of tease us a little bit. But Lincoln is a brand on the march, and it's not only here in North America, it's around the world. I know China is going to play a major role. The folks in China love the Continental name, and you guys expect, if that vehicle goes into production, and we're all praying it will, that vehicle will be a huge hit in China. But we're seeing this Lincoln renaissance, and even in recent auto shows, I just love, you know, going to New York and Detroit and seeing the cool auto show displays and the Black Label edition. I mean, you're doing all kinds of cool things.
Man, Bob, you should have my job. That's good. We definitely, I mean, you and I have been talking a long time, but even let's just look back at this last 4 years, right, when this whole thing for Lincoln started. You know, we planned our reinvention. We knew it was going to take some time. And, you know, so right out of the box, we come out with the MKZ. And I think if you flash forward to the very strategy that guys like, certainly Mr. Fields was involved with, now Kumar is involved with, who's our president, and just the strategy that it was outlaid was, we were going to have four new vehicles in 4 years, starting back in 2012, and that was the Z. Well, you know, that's a vehicle in the biggest segment within the segment of luxury, so you have to cover your bases there. You've got MKC that came next. It's a new entry for us, but it's the fastest growing segment within the segment, being the small premium utilities. We come out then with a Navigator, which, while not all new, was definitely a vehicle that was probably one of our more loyal vehicles. You know, for every 52% who buy one, they go out and they get another one. So you know you got to check that box and bring that vehicle into the family resemblance do some different things to it, like adding a V6, like giving it the Lincoln Drive control, and you bring that vehicle back in the fold. So MKX is now one that's going to be coming in the fall. That's an all-new vehicle. So it stands to reason that if we promise four between 2012 and then out, that would take us to 2016. We just showed a concept that looks and smells and sounds just like the Continental. That would be something that we definitely would probably bring to market. We've always said we were going to bring a large sedan. The reaction has been overwhelming to the Continental. And, you know, that's certainly encouraging for us, that we've really come a long way in a short time. But again, I think it's rooted in the idea that had we started with Continental, I think with our name recognition being where it wasn't 4 years mm-hmm. ago,
yeah.
I'm not saying that, you know, if a tree falls in the forest, it falls upon dead ears. But at the same time, we knew we had to build volume. We knew we had the technology that would fit well within these subsegments. And I think, you know, based on our sales, just over the last 4 years, you know, with each of the nameplates continuing to improve and continuing to give us that foundation allows for things like the ability to take a Continental into our next generation of vehicles that will certainly come afterwards. But you throw in Black Label, you know, another offering of a ultra premium experience that is a halo for the brand with specialized interiors, at least at this stage for MKZ and MKC. And then, you know, you can't negate the stuff that Mr. McConaughey has done for us as far as increased name recognition nationally. You know, again, we're encouraged. We know we've got a lot of work to do, but based on the plan thus far, we're feeling pretty good.
And you should, because that Continental concept really knocked the socks off lots of folks, and it's just a tease of what you guys have got ahead. And you know, being a radio guy and, you know, I'm a big music fan. I'm an audiophile, and you guys always had a wonderful system. But in recent times, you've announced a new partnership, and this is really big news as well, Sam.
Yeah, absolutely. We are in a 10-year partnership or collaboration with the Revel sound and audio folks. It's a part of Harman. And I'll tell you, I'm a music guy, too, and in sitting in the vehicle, even in the display vehicles for the MKX, which will be our first vehicle to feature Revel, you know, there's this, it seems like everything I deal with has modes, right? It has three modes, and you can set this sound system for the ability of being right on stage with a group. It'll simulate that sound.
Wow.
You can set it so you're sitting in those, like, the first or third row, or you can set it so you're almost, you know, a little bit farther back in the studio. So, again, it's the freedom of being able to choose, and that's what Lincoln's all about, is making it easy on the customer.
Wonderful. Well, Sam, I want to thank you so much for telling us all about this great new technology, which is going to avoid the nasty pothole damage that is oh so common. It's called CCD, Continuously Controlled Dampening.
Have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction
auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.